This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India and Bhutan have agreed to establish two cross-border rail links projects at a total outlay of 4,033 crore rupees. The railway project includes Kokrajhar, Gelefu and Banarhat, Samtse. Addressing a joint press conference in New Delhi, Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the project will connect two important cities of Bhutan, namely Gelefu and Samtse.
The project is connecting two very important cities of Bhutan. One is Gelefu. This is being developed as a mindfulness city. And second is Samtse, which is an industrial city. The two projects will take off from the network of Indian railways at Kokrajhar and Banarhat. The investment which is envisaged at this point of time is about 4,033 crore rupees, 89 kilometers of railway network will be created. India is the largest trading partner of Bhutan. Therefore, it becomes very important to have a good, seamless rail connectivity for the Bhutanese economy to grow and for the people to have better ways of access to the global network.
The minister said the entire investment in these railway projects will be made by India. Speaking on the occasion, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said this will be the first set of rail connectivity projects with Bhutan by India. He said the MOU in this regard was signed last year during the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Bhutan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the newly built Delhi BJP office at the Dindayal Upadhyay Marg in the national capital. Foundation stone for this office was laid by BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda in June 2023. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister highlighted that Delhi BJP has got a new office on the pious occasion of Navratri.
दिल्ली के लोगों की अपेक्षाओं को पूरा करने के लिए दिल्ली भाजपा हमारी ये सरकार कठोर परिश्रम कर रही है. दिल्ली सरकार दिल्ली के नवनिर्माण में लगी हुई है और इसलिए दिल्ली भाजपा सरकार और दिल्ली भाजपा कार्यालय जब कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर ऐसे ही चलेंगे तो हम विकसित भारत विकसित दिल्ली का सपना और तेजी से पूरा कर पाएंगे.
बीजेपी प्रेसिडेंट जगत प्रकाश नड्डा हैज कॉन्स्टिट्यूटेड एन एनडीए डेलीगेशन टू विजिट तमिलनाडु's करूर एंड लुक इनटू द सर्कमस्टेंसेस व्हिच लेड टू द इंसिडेंट ऑफ स्टैम्पेड. ड्यूरिंग द विजिट द डेलीगेशन विल आल्सो मीट द अफेक्टेड फैमिलीज एंड सबमिट इट्स रिपोर्ट टू द बीजेपी प्रेसिडेंट. बीजेपी एमपी हेमा मालिनी विल बी द कन्वीनर ऑफ द डेलीगेशन विद बीजेपी एमपीज अनुराग ठाकुर, तेजस्वी सूर्य, शिवसेना एमपी श्रीकांत शिंदे एंड टीडीपी एमपी पुत्र महेश कुमार, इंक्लूडिंग ऑल एज मेंबर्स. मीनवाइल यूनियन मिनिस्टर फॉर फाइनेंस निर्मला सीतारामन टुडे विजिटेड करूर वेयर द डेथ टोल हैज रिजन टू 41 इन द स्टैम्पेड व्हिच अकर्ड ड्यूरिंग पॉलिटिकल रैली ऑफ टीवीके ऑन सैटरडे. द मिल्क प्रोडक्शन इन द कंट्री हैज रिजन बाय ओवर 63% फ्रॉम 146 million tons to over 239 million tons in the last 10 years. India continues to hold the first position in global milk production and contributes nearly a quarter of the world's supply. The Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying said that currently dairy is contributing 5% to the national economy and directly employing more than 8 crore farmers. The per capita supply has gone up by 48% with more than 471 grams per person a day in 2023-24. This is far above the world average of around 322 grams per person a day. In Pakistan-occupied Kashmir's POJ ke Muzaffarabad, at least two people were killed and 22 injured after Pakistan's security forces today opened fire on residents protesting against the government, demanding for basic rights. The Public Action Committee has raised a 38-point charter demands of structural reforms, including the abolition of 12 legislative seats in the POK Assembly, reserved for Kashmiri refugees living in Pakistan. Protests have also been reported in Dadiyal and other areas of the POJK. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Saurashtra and Kutch tomorrow. Heavy rainfall may also occur in northeastern states, Chhattisgarh, Andhra Pradesh and Odisha during next 2 days. In shooting, India today swept the podium at the ISSF Junior World Cup in the women's 10-meter air rifle event in Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.